Lisa Down, like Hazel and myself, have survived what we affectionately call London, Ontario. So we all get it. Anybody else get it? I've been reading Lisa's work for years, and I have to admit it takes years to read her work because you're always returning to it, as well as because she only puts out a book every once in a blue moon. Lisa's book, This Way, was released in 2011, and it really is a jewel of a book, which is a fitting metaphor since Lisa is also a jewelry maker. I think of her poems as finely sculptured moments, handmade signposts that direct you to your own mind. Please welcome Lisa Down.
Okay, thanks, Paul. You've had a lot more experience at this than I have. Okay. The influence of complete darkness. In the dusk of a November evening, somewhere in the mid-17th century, nothing is concealed or conveyed. There is simply a concentration of sunflowers. As the world turns, they turn from pathos to persuasion, guided by the radiant light. Two fresh puddles insert themselves and are red as a dark ellipse. Nothing hinders them from soaking through. Perhaps a fish detects them before disappearing, its far-off murmur a mutter now, sounding something like the inscription on a Japanese fan by Totoki Baigai. Outside the city walls, there's an odd fish. I don't know its name. These poems are a mystery to me as well, which is good. Testimonial. If that word becomes wildflower for whatever reason, it might extend our reach beyond the familiar field of impressions and might suggest, if only in a flattened form, an image of proliferation. Sometimes in the "If the whim graspeth thee," it may recall the muddy delta's intake of air, the silting and mouthing of the word for water, taking to a boat to row upon row upon row until we deposit some new expression for the partially open mother of pearl. And if by some incredible chance the unsettling provides between the tides, a blossoming from tiny pencils, initially confined to small areas, but gradually covering the entire surface, then in our minds, this long-delayed birthday cashes in on more than a bank of flowers and the invention of balloons, and toys with secrets of orientation, weight and measure, the mention of tender, slow liquid, almost verbatim, the ringing of bells, and there you, iris then, completely. The full story. I'll face this direction. Certain facts seem clear, nevertheless, in the sense of holes and Rome so full of fountains. Since then, one is tempted to press the haunting melancholy of his face into service, to circle the running water, its shrinking pools for some blessed, inexplicable attraction. Because it was convincing. Because it wasn't Paris, not a word of unwanted pigments, the weather-beaten profile, deserted streets. Folded arms on the balcony of shivers, certain premonitions noisy as ever, soft ripples resemble the various endings, odor of brocade suspending the warm wood floors initially, where trembling suggests fear, the quiver and clutch of astronomers cling to their nocturnal enclosure. Gentle rains penetrate the dome, everything in proportion, elastic, subtle, and buoyant. As if toward the heavens those dots make a picture, it hovers, then suddenly dissolves, puzzled now by the overflow crowd hidden from view. In one dark corner, a ladder is a chair, is the floor, three entries before epiphany. A veiled suggestion sits back then, waiting for the lightning glance and its musical high-pitched voice. An eye winks at the interplay, shadows and words, and thus the most telling, and odor, oftener. Choice. Enter poverty, enter beds of soil and something unusual living in the neighbor's tree. Enter a notion of present and future, the way it continues to turn one's head and scatter this waking of birds. Now enter the guests, sometimes feathered, always restless, 30 feet or more above the ground with name tags that suggest some correspondence with the space around the tree. Include the island, isolated peninsulas, cliffs, and swallows. Enter the few noteworthy exceptions, such as luck and youth and a pastel-colored carriage yawning in the pensive street. Enter the stranger and something strange, like an ideal morning, or a doppelganger, or two. Enter erudite and leave hopelessly lost. Enter the willing, the ever-enlarging circle, and the book with the chapter on growth that rings. Enter inter alia, nevertheless the very notion among them. Enter unannounced, welcome, and long overdue. Enter loud and persistent, dragging a wing, and hum. Thanks.